This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
State Senator Bruce Holland of Greenwood says he will appeal the guilty verdict in the case of a high-speed police chase. Yesterday, a Perry County District Judge found Holland guilty of fleeing, improper passing, and careless driving when Holland was pursued by an officer for 18 miles without stopping. That happened in January. A Perry County deputy officer says Holland was speeding in excess of 100 miles per hour. Holland said after the trial he never saw the officer pursuing him because he was late for a meeting and was focused on the road ahead.
If the judge had charged me with improper passing and speeding, even careless driving maybe if they want to charge me twice for the improper passing, that would have been fair. Those would have been improper actions. I would have paid those fines and gone on. Fleeing, I didn't do. I'm standing up for myself.
Senator Holland was sentenced to 400 hours of community service to be completed in Perry County within a year's time. He was also sentenced to pay $890 in fines and costs. Senator Holland's defense said he would take a polygraph test, but the judge called it a stunt since such tests are inadmissible.
An 1857 massacre of more than 120 people, many from Northwest Arkansas, will earn historical landmark designation this weekend. The Mountain Meadows Massacre in St. George, Utah, resulted in the deaths of immigrants leaving Boone and Carroll counties. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar recently signed into law the historic designation for the site. Descendants of many of the people killed or of the 17 children abducted in the incident have worked for years for the designation.
And a historic marker commemorating Civil War activity in Carroll County will be dedicated tomorrow in Eureka Springs. The event tomorrow morning at 10 across from the City Auditorium in Eureka is part of the Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Historical Marker Program. It will also include Civil War reenactors.
Senator Mark Pryor has succeeded in getting a measure included in a spending bill that would let FEMA waive repayments of disaster assistance the agency mistakenly gave to several Arkansas families. It now goes to the full chamber.
I think it's pretty likely we'll get it passed through the full Senate. It's possible we'll have an amendment to try to strike it, but that's not unusual. In an appropriation bill, you get lots of amendments on those bills.
Several families were provided money after major flooding along the White River several years ago, but FEMA later determined the families were not eligible because Stone County had not adopted a flood control ordinance.
Really, this is totally unfair on FEMA's part. It's a foul up completely on FEMA's side of the equation. These folks detrimentally relied on FEMA, and we're just trying to make sure that FEMA has the discretion in order to not try to recoup this money from these folks under these rare circumstances.
The measure was included in a $41 billion Homeland Security spending bill that cleared the Senate Appropriations Committee Wednesday night.
It's a weekend in September. That means there is plenty of opportunity to catch sports in Northwest and Western Arkansas. Of course, the second week of high school football is tonight. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue their playoff series against the Arkansas Travelers. The winner will advance to the Texas League Championship. The Nats are down 2-0 in the best of five series and have to win tonight's game at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale to continue on the season. The Arkansas Razorback volleyball team has already won a game today. They defeated Dartmouth this morning at the West Point Challenge in West Point, New York. They'll play again tonight against Army. Sports teams from John Brown University have a very busy weekend. The cross-country teams are at Arkansas Tech. Men's soccer plays twice at home this weekend, this afternoon at 4 against Baker University and tomorrow afternoon against Columbia College. JBU volleyball is at the Baker University Invitational in Baldwin, Kansas this weekend. The University of Arkansas-Fort Smith volleyball team is in a tournament in Bolivar, Missouri this weekend, and the University of Ozark men's soccer team will host Westminster tomorrow at noon, that in Clarksville. And the Arkansas Razorback football team will have their second game of the season tomorrow night in Little Rock against New Mexico.